Heading toward 6:50, we've got a few minutes with the one and only Simon Owen, Fox News correspondent and WJR contributor, here on the Paul W. Smith Show, Tuesday morning edition. Simon, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Good morning.
This is interesting because we've had our issues before with the Olympics, most notably back in 1980 when former President Jimmy Carter was in office. He called for a boycott of the Olympics, but his was way different and one that really seemed to be unfair to the athletes. What President Biden is calling for sends a message, but still sends the athletes so they can participate in something they've been planning on probably most of their lives.
Yeah, and the White House says that this is something where American athletes are free to go to Beijing, free to compete at the Games, and the White House, it says, fully supports them in doing so. What we're not going to see, though, is American VIPs sitting in the, you know, the expensive seats at the opening ceremony. And in the words of the White House press secretary, Jen Psaki, she said, we will not be contributing to the fanfare of the Games. She said that the U.S. has a fundamental commitment to promoting human rights, and the U.S. is alleging human rights atrocities in China at the moment. And so they've made this decision, yes, as you say, not to upend the careers of thousands of American sportsmen and women, but there will be no diplomats, officials, no VIP delegation from the United States heading to Beijing in February.
I think Dr. Jill Biden was the last American diplomat or representative of these United States at the last Olympics. I think it was First Lady Jill Biden led the U.S. diplomatic delegation to the Tokyo 2020 Olympics, which were off schedule, but it happened because it was postponed because of the COVID-19 pandemic. But when it did happen, the First Lady Jill Biden went, and obviously things like that are not going to happen. And I'm wondering how this will affect other people making the decision. It's a big decision. If you have a family member in the Olympics, you're going to go. If you were going to go, you're still going to go, I would think, Simon.
Yeah, and if you're a family member, does it really matter on that kind of political level? I don't know. I mean, frankly, there is a, you know, COVID still with the Olympics, still with the world, and the rules for attending these games are incredibly strict, and it's being controlled incredibly tightly. So I'm not actually even sure if families are traveling on this occasion, because certainly spectators, the only spectators allowed in are going to be people who already live in mainland China. So this may be the case that there is a second complication there. But this is more about, you know, when you get those shots, the cameras pan around to the VIP seats, who's there. As you say, Jill Biden was at Tokyo in the summer. Doug Emhoff, the second gentleman, was at the Paralympics this summer. The last time China hosted the Olympics in 2008, the Summer Games, President George W. Bush went. He was at the opening ceremony. And so, you know, it is a long-standing tradition to send high-level delegations to Olympic Games, and therefore this counts as a very high-profile snub. And that is why the Chinese are reacting with such anger today.
Yeah, I'm not going backwards, but a president not realizing how important saving face is in China and looking good is in China does that at their own peril. Be that as it may, I'm not for a second criticizing this president or any other president for their interaction with China. I think it has to be known and taken very seriously that what has been a cold war has heated up substantially with China. And frankly, Simon Owen, Fox News correspondent, WJR contributor, we haven't even talked about the other one, and that's Putin, who's getting ready to invade. And, you know, the president's going to have a Zoom conversation with him. And anyone who thinks that that's going to control what Putin does isn't paying attention, has never paid attention to Putin, and obviously we have to.
Yeah, well, that's the second challenge on President Biden's foreign policy docket for today. Yeah, this video call that takes place later, we're told president will be in the Situation Room. President Putin is at his residence in Sochi in southern Russia. And this is the moment where the U.S. tries to, you know, get alongside its Western allies to lay it on the line for Putin. That there's a big Russian troop buildup not far from Ukraine. It's been growing and growing over the past few weeks. Ukraine reckons it numbers about 94,000 Russian troops these days, or at least that's what the Ukrainians are claiming. And the U.S. is saying that it suspects Russia may be, not is, but maybe plotting an invasion at some point in the next couple of months. And so, yeah, this is the point where President Biden can perhaps lay out some of the economic damage that the U.S. and maybe its partners as well are willing to do to the Russian economy if Putin takes this step. But yes, that's the parallel challenge taking place with a neighbor of China over the next few hours.
Simon Owen, Fox News correspondent, WJR contributor. Thank you, Simon, as always.
Thanks a lot.